And before we continue on the Gemara on Seif Taf Lamed Chesa Med Aleph and learn about Hilchus Chazore, we learn through a very complicated sugya about Hilchus Shehiye. And before we go further, I would like to just say over the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch how we paskin Be'inyin Shehiye. The Mechaba paskins in Simon Reishin and Gimel as follows. Kira shehiya asuya kikdeira. Kira is like a kideira. Besaifsin, like a barrel, or a big pot. Besaifsin al piya kideira lamaila. You put a pot on top of it. Vyeshba makim svisas shtei kideiris. And there is place to put 2 pots. So the Mechaba says as follows: Im huska begefes oibe eitzim, osa litain aleha tafshil miba'oid yaim lahashes aleha. If there's gefes or eitzim, and it is not grufa ktume, it is osa ela im kain is bashil kol tzolchai. It's completely cooked. Buhu mitstamek veraloi. So the Mechaber paskins, like Rav Nachman we heard yesterday, Rav Nachman, the Goyim explains Rav Nachman is the end of the sugya, after so many days she is mutter, she is not mutter, and Rav Nachman feels ois, mitstamik v'yofoloi is also, mitstamik v'raloi is mutter. So the Mechaber learns, so that means, if it is not gerufa ktume, it is only mutter to be mashe anakire, if it's nisbashel kol tzolchoi, umitztamik veraloi. So he has no reason to be mechata the gecholim. Why should he be mechata the gecholim? It's completely cooked, and adarabe, through the chitya gecholim, it's going to get worse. It's mitztamik veraloi. Then it is mutter to put on a kire, a kdeira, that's this mashal kol tzolchoi, umitztamik veraloi. One case. Or, v'afilu nisbashel kol tzolchoi, the Mechaber says further, even it was nisbashel kol tzolchoi, v'hu mitztamik v'yofaloi, now it is mitztamik v'yofaloi, chayshinon shema yechata. Like Rav Nachman, we're afraid, Shema Yechata, v'osa la'ashoysay oleha, elo im kein gorav, unless he took out the gishtahaynu shahoytzi mimenu kol ha'gecholim, he took out all the coals, oikota, or he, dahaynu shekisa gecholim be'efa l'mayit choyma. So that is the first day in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says that it is not krufa ktume. It is only mutter if it was nisbashel kol tzolchei umitztamik v'yofolei. Or else you have to make it grufa ktume. Then later the Mechaber says, v'yesh ha'imrim, shekol shen nisbashel kemachol ben drusoi. Now the second day is we paskin like Chananya. Shekol shen nisbashel kemachol ben drusoi. If it is cooked kemachol ben drusoi, Oishen is bashul kol tzolchoy mitztamik v'yofaloi. It is mitztamik v'yofaloi. Mutal lahashoysoy al gabi kire. It is permissible to put it al gabi kire. That means even though it's mitztamik v'yofaloi, even though it's only nisbashul kemachol ben drusoi, afilu husak begefes ve'etzim, v'afilu eina grufa uktume. And the second, that's the Yeshayimim paskin like Chananya, that as long as it's nisbashel kemachol ben drusoi, even though it's mitztamik v'yofaloi, it is permissible to put it on a tano that is not grufa uktume. So the Mechaber brings down 2 days. The Mechaber does not paskin. The Rama says, "V'noagu lahokel kisvara achrayne." The Gemara says the Minika Olam is that we are Mekel like Hananya, and we put a Tavshil on a Kira that is not Grufa Ktume, as long as it is, if it's in a special Kamachel Ben Rasoi, it is Mutter, even though the Kira is not Grufa Ktume. The Bir Aloche says a very interesting Nekuda over here. The Beis Yosef is Marich in the two Shittas, because there are many Rayas in the whole Sugya how to Paskin. And he brings a very interesting Lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh says as follows, the Mipnei She Yisroel Adukim B'Mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos, Yidna Adobuk and Aduk in the Mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, you'll tell them, it's on his Bashal called Tzolchai, so you'll tell them, you're not permitted. O bevadai lo yishmu lanu. Yivas, funkai, oinik Shabbos, kol amanigas ha Shabbos, noisna loy, nachlo bali mitzorim, you're talking funkai, dos, kufa ktume. So the Rosh said, let's be practical. Hanach lehem. So me meile, there's also tzvan, as a mahalach, that chananye, there's such a mahalach in Rishayne. So pshat is ein bonu koich limchais b'mekilim shekvar nogo om ki yesh oimre. That's l'chayr pshat, that's all what the Gemara says. The Gemara just took a census. The noagu lahokul kisvor achroine. The Gemara didn't put a stempel on it. He just said, the Welt feels like we're making like the svor achroine. Zot the bir aloch, val kein lefize, that it should be mevushel kol tzolchoi. Ach im ire shenisacher adovo kigoin shebo oichim koidem shkiyas achame. What happens if lemaisa oichim papin right before the shkiya? Vehutzrich levashel eize tavshel avuram. He has to cook something, and vinish dvi, the most it can be cooked before Shabbos is bachol ben resoi. Av shelo yis bashol ad hashkiya rak hachatzi bishol sagi. So memele, he says, la'isa tzorech, that's the hachro of the bir aloche. It's nogu lahokol kechananye, it's preferable not to do like Chananye. So, al kaponim, by us that we have the blech, so we're Baruch Hashem, if the blech, we're saimach on the poiskim that holds the blech, make it ketume, so we have a kira ketume, so memele is nish kefelech. Then you don't need the nisbashel kol tzolchei. But on the asasis, it is preferable to have nisbashel kol tzolchei, and if you don't have a blech, or others hold that a blech does not make it, chazeni shel blaloche, a blech does not make it ktume. So memela, so then we're in hot water, so then we have here these 2 days. So the bir aloche says, it is preferable to firzich according to the first day, that shvin is bashel kol tzolche, b'leisat tzayrich, one can be seimech on the second day, and if it's nisbashel kemachol ben resoi, it is mutter af al einay grufe uktume. Now let us go to the parsha of Chazore. In the Mishnah it says that Beisilul holds Beisilul oimrim af machzir. Beisilul said that we are permitted to be machzir, just like Beshamay Asas Chazore, Ubeisilul Oimrim Af Marzirim. Beisilul Oimrim Af Marzirim. Zach the Gemara of Lamed Chesam Adalet. Omar Rav Sheishes, Ledivrei Ha'oimer Marzirim. According to Beisilul, that Beisilul says Marzirim, Afilu Bishabbos. Afilu Bishabbos, it's Mutter. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, Afilu b'Shabbos. So Rashi had a problem. L'chayre, the whole Shail of Chazor is only in Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there should be a Shail of Chazor.
Al kolchoch, the whole shaila is in Shabbos. So Rashi says, b'yoyim ha-mochos. That the Gemara is machadish, Rav Sheshis is machadish, that not only is one permitted to be marzer the k'teire Friday night, but he's permitted to be marzer in Shabbos by day also. Now what's the chilik between Friday night and Shabbos by day? So Rashi says as follows, the whole machlik is beishami beisiliz mishach ha-sheicho. When it is dark, it's Friday night. That he has intentions when he took it off Friday night. He took the cholent off Friday night. So we know you need cholent for tomorrow. So when he took it off, so we know klo, the taking off was only a temporary procedure. We know Klal is going to bring it back, letzayrech mocha. So memela, the taking off is really not considered that it was off. It's not called your masha in Shabbos. It's a continuation. It was on the eish, and the taking off is only a temporary matzah, but it's, but everyone knows he's not going to eat after chol on Friday night. He's going to put it back for tomorrow. Avol b'yoyim. But by Shabbos, if he took off the cholin, loy muchach the shokalei adaiti daduri. When he took off the cholin, who knows? It's not muchach that he took it off with an intent to put it back with Yankel's coming, and Yankel's wells wants to have a hot cholin also. When you take off the cholin Shabbos by day, usually it's called you're taking it off. Loy muchach the shokalei adaiti daduri. Ubot lo lo hatmone. So the previous hatman became bottled. I would think putting it back on Shabbos is a new hatman. Now, that's what Rashi starts speaking about hatman. We're speaking about Shehiyah. So this is Rashi Lashitosai in the beginning of Kire. But Rashi said the whole issa of Shehiyah is because it's Rashi is medame Shia to Adover Hamaisiv Hevel. Rashi says Shehiye in Atmone is one thing. If one is Masha and Adover Hamaisiv Hevel, so they asel, so a Kir is Adover Hamaisiv Hevel, the other Dvorim which are Maisifim Hevel, Chazal asel to be Matmin, Afilu Erev Shabbos, Zeira Shemo Yatmin Beremetz, he might be matmin in ashes, which are a dover amois of hevel, and will be mechate begicholim. So anything that is mois of hevel, a kire that is mois of hevel, or a type of a material that is mois of hevel, chazal aselt, that's the zeira that it's also lahatmin bedover amois of hevel. The Rishainim, and ask the kasha and daflamet vava medbeis, Taisvis ask the kasha, if we are being medame, hatmone, we are medame shehiye to hatmone bedova hamaisiv hevel, if there is such a similarity, so how does grufa ktume help? At sheyigreif, at sheyitin esaifa, it's still maisiv hevel, so how does this help? So we had mentioned on the Mishnah, the Meiri brings down two mahalchim. One mahalach, let us first say the last mahalach that the Meiri says. The last mahalach the Meiri says that if he's matmin, the gecholim, he puts eifer on the gecholim, or he's goyrif. So even though now it is mice of hevel, but by doing a pu'ula, that shows he's not interested in the source of heat, you have your gecholim burning. And by doing a pu'ula of shoveling out the gecholim, or covering the gecholim, so he's mafches, he's lessening the heat. So that is a gilui das mitzidoi, that he doesn't want the heat. So mamele, you don't have to be chayish of shema yechata. The whole Iser of Atmona Bedover HaMaisiv Hevel is when we see through his actions an interest that it should be hot, it should remain hot. He's matmin it, he's covering it, he's putting it bedvorim amaisif em hevel. So then there's something to be afraid of. But if he does a pu'ula that is showing that he's not interested in the heat, he's covering the heat, so then the gzeira falls off. So you don't have a gzeira of shema yechat. So it doesn't fall into the category of atmona bedavar hamaisif hevel. So according to this lomdis, the Miri says we don't have to say that the Grufa Ketumim makes that it'll become cold. It won't become cold. But Al Koponim, we see from the Grufa Ketumim that he's not interested in the source of heat, so therefore there's no Gzeira of Shema Yechate. So it doesn't fall into the category of Eimat Minim Bedova HaMoisiv Hevel. So now the Sam Sefer explains this Rashi as follows. So this only is permissible when Bishas he put down, he was mashe the kdeira on the kire, so he had done an action that showed he's not interested in the source of heat that the kire is giving out. He covered it with ashes, so memele, so then it is mutter. When he takes it off and he's putting it back on, so now the actions of Erev Shabbos are not sufficient. Then he showed he's not interested in making a chitoy. But now, if I would say this svara, that this is called a new shehiye, this is considered when he took it off the kire, one doesn't look like he's going to put it back on again. So it's considered he took it off. Now he wants to put it back on again. So now v'havolei kimat min lechatchila. So now this is considered, l'mais it's still moisef hevel in Shabbos. That's why he's putting it back on. It's still Maisiv Hevel in Shabbos. So I would think that this is considered a new hatmone. He's putting now something on, he's putting down a kdeire on Gefes Ve'etim, and it is Maisiv Hevel. So Avahavu like Kimat Min Lechatchile, which is also. It's Kamash Malong that no, that this is a continuation of yesterday's hatmone. Even though it's Shabbos already, I still assume that it is the Tnoyim of Chazor. I still assume that this is considered a continuation of yesterday's Hatmone. And yesterday's Hatmone, there's no Isser of being Matman B'Dover HaMaisiv Hevel, because it was already Megaladas yesterday, through making it Grufo Ketumeh, that he's not interested in Chitui. So this is a continuation of yesterday's Hatmone. It is Mutter. So that is the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes. So the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes is that the Lomdus of Chazore applies a filu in Shabbos. And the Svara would be, when he takes it away in Shabbos, I would think, it's considered like it's a new Hatmone, a new Shia in Shabbos. Because it's not Rogil after you take it in Shabbos to put it back in Shabbos. So the Kamash Malon is no. That just like Beisulu was Mata Chazore Michashecha on Friday night, he's also Mata Shabbos. The Gemara says further, Va'af Rab Oishie Sova Af Marziren Afilu B'Shabbos. This Chiddush that Rav Sheshe said, Dibri Oime Marziren Afilu B'Shabbos, Rab Oishie also holds this. Why? Amayse Rab. The Omer Rabbi Shie, Pam Achas Hayinu Oindim La'Elo Mirab Chie, Rabbi, we were in front of Rab Chie HaGodl, Ve'Haleinu Lo'i Kumkemish Shalchamim Midyuta Tachtoine L'Dyuta Halyoine. Rab Chie Rabbi was in the Dyuta Halyoine, the top floor. The Kira was in the Dyuta Tachtoine, and we brought him up a chainik of hot water. Omozagnu loyes hakoyz, he were moizig the kois of yayin, verzarnu limkoyma, and we brought it back, v'loy amalonu dova, and he didn't tell us anything. He saw we were bringing it back downstairs, so we see that it is mutter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kum kemes yayrik tana, diyuta aliyah, limkoyma ilakirik.
So the Rashba asks, according to Rashi, we said a chiddush that is a chilik between Friday night, which then it's nirik kechazor, when he takes it off, everyone knows he has an intent to put it back. And Shabbos by day, it's not nirik kechazor, that's the shayla. Like the Rashba, who says this was talking about, the Mezigah was speaking about Shabbos by day, maybe he was speaking about Friday night. What's the raya? V'af Rabbi Shia Sova, what's the raya from Rabbi Shia? You know, he said when he was speaking about. It was a Maisa Shehoya. Could be speaking about Friday night. So the Rashba says, Eina Chanami. Could be it's speaking about Friday night. So what's the raya? So he says, the Rashba says as follows. The Kivin, the Shesolkoi, Kidei Limzoik, since he took off the Chinik, to be Moizik, the Kais of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Mozgoi, that means he took off the chaynik to pour for Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So Fakert, this mice spells out, I'm taking it off now to give Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So he says if a person takes it off, he's going to use it. So Fakert, that means he doesn't have an intent of putting it back. If he uses, if there's some water left over, he'll put it back. But the etzem pula of taking off the chaynik to be meizig the kais of Rav Chiya Rabbe, so even though if it was at night, it's no difference than it was by day. The Rashba is very unclear. So what is the normal case of at night? Could be the normal case of at night is that the person is taking from one kire and putting it on another kire. That means, let's say here, the halacha is al tzuchas chazore. If one kira is not so hot, the other kira is hotter, so he's allowed to take off from one kira and put on another kira. So that could be, so there, one sees this is an inyan of continuation. He's continuing the shehiyah. It was alaish, and he's putting it again alaish. But to take it off to eat, that already, there'd be a svara to say that makes it Ois chazore, that means it's bottled the shehiyah rishayne. So kamash malon, that even though it looks like that, it still has a shame chazore, if there'll be the niskayim, the tnoim of chazore, which we are going to have later. This is Shitas Rashi in the Gemara. Now, in order to understand our Tosfos, now we can learn our Tosfos, and daf lamed vov amed beis. Now we'll understand the Tosfos, hoffentlich. Taisvis the banim taisvis, u beis hillel oimrim af marzir. Beis hillel say that one is permitted to be marzir. So taisvis says, afilu b'shabes marzirin, afilu shabes you're also allowed to be marzir, kida oma b'gmore, ar gemore, you're allowed to be marzir b'shabes. The loshin noitlin, that was Rav Sheshis is a memre. The Loshin Neutlin, the Mishnah says, Beishamrei Neutlin, Oimrim Neutlin, Avoloi Marzirim, you're permitted to take it off, but you're not permitted to put it back on again. The Loshin Neutlin, Nami Mashmid, the Bishabbos Mairi. The Mishnah also says it's speaking about Shabbos. The Bechel, I have it so echle, Mishnah Neutlin. If it's speaking about Erev Shabbos, so what's the Chiddush allowed to take off the pot Erev Shabbos? So Kochoch is speaking about Shabbos, and Afilu b'Shabbos shalat to put it back on. Uleman the osa laharzer, so that Beisilul is matter Afilu b'Shabbos. Uleman the osa laharzer, but the one Beishamai that asas chazore, osar Afilu b'Choil, the one that asas chazore, Rav Sheshis popped up and said Afilu b'Shabbos according to Beisilul Tzmuta. It means loy mi boy choyl is muta, afilu b'shabes it's muta. Ulaman da osa laharzer, b'shamay that holds chazor is osa afilu b'agrufa k'tume, osa afilu b'choyl, in lebeis ula b'siluk she'ein e'grufa, ula b'shamay afilu b'grufa. But if you asa, or when you asa chazor, according to b'silu ein e'grufa, or b'shamay afilu b'grufa, so then it is osa afilu b'choyl. Midikoma bigmore, so where did Taisva see this?
L'divrei ha'ayme marzirin, marzirin afilu b'shabbos. That means that was Rav Sheshis is an oiftoi. Rav Sheshis is telling us akule that according to Beis Hillel, that you're permitted to be marzah by grufa k'tuma, afilu b'shabbos. Mashme. So let's be elch. The ike plukta have b'chayl. The machloikis is b'chayl. And Rav Sheshis said that afilu b'shabbos is also mutter. That's how Taisvus learned. Let's look in the Taisvus Yishonim. Umiyu Rashi Perish Bigmore. Rashi says a different Pshat. Marzirin afilu b'shabes lemochas. The nire dein daite laharzir. Ubot latmona. Avo balai lay nire came. Rashi did not learn like this. Rashi learned the whole Isser of Chazor is Ichab and Shabbos. Before Shabbos, there's nothing what to talk about. No, afilu the Chiddush is afilu Shabbos by day. Taisvus did not want to learn like that. Before we go further in Taisvis, let us see Taisvis 1, let's go back to our Taisvis Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, before we go further. Afilu b'shabes, so the top Taisvis says, Perish b'kuntris, b'shabes, b'yoyim ha'mochos. It means Shabbos by day. Well, if he's there, frektach Taisvis, if that's Pshat in the Gemara, ha'avol elemintket afilu b'yoyim ha'shabes. So he's not clear. So if the whole Chiddush is, the whole Din Chazor is only in Shabbos, in Rav Sheshis is mechadish afilu b'yoyim ha'shabes. So he shouldn't say machzirin afilu b'shabes. We're talking about Shabbos. So the Chiddush is afilu b'yoyim ha'shabes. No red. So what's the afilu b'shabes? That's Taisvus Kashe on Rashi. The Baal HaMoyer wants to fa'em for Rashi. The Baal HaMoyer says that the Mishnah Ksubis, the Mishnah says, Oicheles imoy leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. So what's v'Shabbos? So Shabbos means Yom Shabbos. So memeila so nishkefelach Rashi. That's what the Baal HaMoyer emphasizes Rashi. But al kaponim Taisvus did not like this. If he means Yom Shabbos, say Yom Shabbos. Okay, now let's go back to our Taisvus. That's Tamazay from the Digdik Haloshim. Oiv medagdik Rabbeinu Tam. Midakoma, the Mishnah says, lo yitain. If lo yitain means chazore, lo yitain, ad she yigroif, till he'll take out the coals. V'i lo yitain lo yachzir. If lo yitain means lo yachzir, that means we'll learn, the Mishnah goes according to Hananya, that lo yitain means one is not permitted to make chazore. And it will say b'Shabbos, so everything is speaking about Shabbos. Eich yigrei for yiktein b'Shabbos, lo yitein, you shouldn't make chazorah, ad she yigrei for yitein, lo make grufa k'tum. You can't do this in Shabbos. V'havol elameime, Elohim kein gora fikotam. If it's speaking about in Shabbos, so it should have said, unless he had previously made grufa k'tum. Elo b'chol nami yosel lahachzir. So, kol choch, Pshat in the Mishnah, that Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to make Chazor. You took it off the Kiri, you're not allowed to put it back on. In Rav Sheshi says, and according to Hebei Sul, you're allowed to put on a Filu B'Shabbos. Frek Taisvus. Now Taisvus is getting down to brass tacks. Vim Taima, Mashir hu noisin lesser be'Erev Shabbos. What does this mean? That there's an Isser to make Chazor Erev Shabbos. The heiched the solkei bashkomen. For example, a person put on a kedere bashkomen, and he took it off. 5 minutes, he took it off. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Pshita d'shari laharzer. It's zichamutzah to make chazore. So what's wrong with that? It has to, the minute he puts it on the kira, it has to stay there. He's not permitted to take it off. Well, how could that be? Vay Marie. So the Ri says as follows: the Issa Chazor applies the Misha Shaloi Yuchlu Lahartichoi Mipoidyoi. That means as follows. That means, let's say the Kdeira was taken off the Eish, and he wants to put it on, let's say, 5 minutes before the Shkia. 5 minutes before the Shkia, he wants to put it back on. Now, in these 5 minutes, it is impossible to get hot. Let us be mamtik. The Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher says Why is Chazorah also? Why did Chazal ask for Chazorah? So Rashi said a time in the Mishnah, it's Merziki Mebashel. It looks like he's cooking. He took off a pot. This is in Shabbos. He put a pot on the keel in Shabbos. So it's Merziki Mebashel. Unless it's Grufa Ketume. So then you don't cook that way. But this is Merziki Mebashel. That's how Rashi learned. A lot of Rishonim seem to learn like this. Rabbi Netam in Sefer HaYosho did not like the Shtok Torah of Merziki Mebashel. Rabbi Netam says as follows, when you take something off the fire, you take it off of a purpose, then you put it back on, so it's very, although it's very possible it got cold. I mean, a house is door, so it's going to get cold. When he puts it back on, he wants it to get hot again. So there's now, he has a new incentive now to be mechate. That means every chazore, even though it's grufa ketum, everything, now it's good for the shehiyah. But now it's in Shabbos, he got cold, he took off the cholent, and he's taking off the cholent for those who are home, and he just found that someone's coming in another half an hour, and he was holding the pot the whole time, for 15 minutes he was holding the pot that were taking off the cholent, and now it got pretty cold, now he's putting it back on, they're going to come back in a half an hour, and it's bitter. So he has an incentive to be mechate. So memele chazal, asod, chazore, shema yechate. Shema yechate. Zokteri azoi. So memele, so the iser of shema yechate only applies if, let's say, I'm putting it back 5 minutes before the shkia. 5 minutes before the shkia, it will not get cooked. It is not enough time in 5 minutes to get cooked. So that means I need the Shabbos gecholim to cook it, to make it hot. So I had taken it off, and through taking it off, it got cold. So therefore, by putting it back on again, I want that it should get hot again, so I have now an incentive of chitui. So therefore, chazorah is also, if I took it off 9 o'clock in the morning, so I don't have to be mechat in Shabbos. There's enough time for it to get hot by day. But if I took it off and I want to put it back 5 minutes before the shkia, and 5 minutes before the shkia is not sufficient time for it to become hot. So I have a rotzain to that it should be hot. So there's an esoyin of chitui. So therefore, beishamai asot chazor. Vayimari in Beisilo Asad also v'tzagruf haktume. Vayimari the mishah shelo yuchlo lahartichay mi ba'oyim. If there is not enough time to be martiach mi ba'oyim, also lahachzer. So it's also lahachzer because he might be mechaper. Umiyu b'Shabbes. Afilu reiseach osa laharzeh. So Erev Shabbos, the Ri understood, that's only if it cooled off, and he has an incentive to be martiachit, and there's not enough time to be martiachit Erev Shabbos, so maybe be mechat in Shabbos. But by Shabbos, afilu reiseach osa laharzeh laman di osa. The ilav hochi, menolei de rabbi shiyesov amachzirin afilu b'Shabbos. How did the Gemara bring a ray? If we will say that the whole Issach Hazor is only when it's cooled off. So what's the Rav Rabbi Ishiye? Maybe Rabbi Ishiye is speaking about that it didn't cool off by him. Dilmekum kemishol chamim reiseyach have. So the Ri wanted to say as follows. That by Shabbos, they asked Chazor even if it's hot, aloy pluk. And by Erev Shabbos, they only asked it if it's cold, if it's hot. So then you can't make a difference between the morning and at night. So by Erev Shabbos only when it's cold, in Shabbos a little when it's hot. But Eidai Mari, the Motzino Lameimel, the Be'erev Shabbos, Nami Osa Laharzer Afilu Reiseach, Misho, Shim Hoya Kar, Loi Hoya Yoche Lahartiach, Mi Bo'idyei. And then the Ri wants to say, Fakel, you don't look at the Tavshil. You look at, from this man when I put it back, if it is possible to get hot before Shabbos, so then I don't need the heat of Shabbos, so there's no gzeir of Shema Yovei Lechatos. But if from the time I put it back, there is not enough time for it to get hot, and I'm dependent on the heat of Shabbos, so then you don't look if it is hot, if it isn't hot, Chazal is aloi plug, and then it is also, according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, afilu it is a glufa uktume. Now, lahaloche, this day is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Aimrim, this is brought down in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, the Ramah brings down this minig. Yesh Aimrim, the chol shehu samach lachasheicha, that's right before night, oysamach lebochu shukekabol shabbos ledidon, himusamach kolkach, if it is so close, she'im nitstanen akdeira, if the kdeira would have become cold, so then this chazor is equivalent to what one is making chazor in Shabbos. This is Shitas HaTosfos. V'yesh Mekilim Bozeh. Who's the Yesh Mekilim? Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't have such a good, Rashi didn't learn that there's such an issur to make chazore Erev Shabbos. Zot teremo, v'haminig lahokol. The minig is we make chazore. But here the Ramo says, ach toiv lahachmer b'mokim shein tzorech kolkach. The Ramo says, but it's better to be machmer, that one should not make chazore, and if it's not grufa ktume, one should not make chazore right before Shabbos, if there's not enough time for it to get out. Now we're on this Tosfos, let us finish the Tosfos. We're speaking about chazore, so the Tosfos now is, the chazore applies in Shabbos also. So now, the kosher l'rashbe. How is it possible ever to make chazor in Shabbos? The Gemara says in Beye, the Beyim ukdeiro vachavito upuyo milamato lamalo oso mishum oyo. That means if you put down walls, and now you're going to put down something that's going to be mahil over these walls. You put down bayim. You had some type of a tripod that had walls, and you're putting now bayim on top of it, so it's considered like you have mechitzis, and now you're making a wall. You're making an oihel, or a kedeira, you put a pot on top of it, so it's considered you're making an oihel, that's mile over at tefach. So it is usher in Shabbos to make an oihel. So Mamela, so now face now the Rashbe the Kasha. He says, this is the Kasha's only Bekiyas. It means with the Mishnah speaking about you made Chazor Erev Shabbos, so there's no Shiloh of making an oil. But the Gemara says further, Afilu b'Shabbos marzirim according to Beis Hillel. So how is one permitted, the Kira has a hole there. So you have walls, and now I'm covering the hole with a Kedera. So I'm making an oil in Shabbos. So how is this permissible? Boimari, the chi osru chachomim oil aroi, that what it's also me the rabbonon to make an oil aroi, hani milik sheoisa hadfonais tchile, that he first puts down the walls, vachaka hakisi, then he puts down the cover on top. So memele, even though the kabon is not l'shem oil, abakaponim severt an oil, so it's also me the rabbonon. But here he didn't put down in Shabbos the Kira. That means if he would put down in Shabbos the Kira, then he wouldn't be permitted to put over it the Kedera, because it's considered I'm building now an oil in Shabbos. But since the walls were there already, so he's just putting down the Kedera, which is mile over the Cholol of the Kira, le'achme rabbonon lesser, liten Kedera al gabo. So it means if the walls are kavur v'kaimi, and I'm just putting down an oil, then it is permissible. Umiyu, Tosfos says, but that's not so poshut. Ha da omar b'mitzi tefillin, the Gemara says in Eirevin, gabi dichri de Ravune. Ravune had a problem. He had behemoths, and on a sunny day, the sun used to bother the behemoths.
So during the weekdays, he used to spread out an awning that used to cover the behemoths. He used to shade them. So that's good on the weekdays. But what do you do on Shabbat? So he came to ask a shayla. So the Omale, he told Ravune, Kiroich Budya, you should go and wind up something like similar to an awning, wind it up. You have your awning wound up. Vishayer bo tefach, and leave out a tefach. That means don't wind it up completely. It should be mahil a tefach at night. Lemochel moisef al oyel aroy. So since there was already an oyel erev Shabbos, because there was a tefach that was mahil, so pulling out the awning further is only a hisafa on the oyel aroy, and therefore that is mutter. Mashme the beloy shir also. Why says, but if he would not, if there wouldn't have been any haschola for oil, there's no heter of a hisaf. The only heter is if you're moisef al oil aroy. That means you have already haschola's oil erev Shabbos. I'm just adding on. I'm continuing this oil. Then it is mutter. Ah, for gav dat fonis kvarasuyis. In the case of Ravuna, speaking about there were walls there already. He didn't put down walls. The walls were there. Afal pikein, they were only matter if he's moisif on the oil aroy. But to make lechatchila the oil that is us, and here we're making lechatchila on oil by putting the kneir on top of the kire. Oimari hosam ishum de domi oil tfei. That's takan oil. That means there's takan oni. Osa rafila beloyasi est upon it. Avokdeirid leidomi oil kulei haich. I mean, this is the Yisai, this is the chatop. No, it's mail. Layosu chachomim beloy asiyas tfonis. Now let us go back further to Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Omar Rab Zrike, Omar Rab Abbe, Omar Rab Tadoi, Loi Shonu. Now we're speaking about Dinei Chazor. When is chazore muter elosha oidon biyodoy? He took it off the kire and he's still holding it. So then he's permitted to return it. That is considered a continuation of the shehiya rishayne. He never took it off. He's holding it. He didn't never put it down. So he's permitted to put it back again. Avol hi nichon al gabi karke. What if when he took off the kedera, he put it on the ground. So then, if he decides to, this now he wants to put it back on the kira, this is considered a shiya chadosha. That means putting it on the ground is called, there was botla the shehiya rishayne. He left it before Shabbos. Now he took it off the kira. He put it on, now it's lying on the ground. Now he wants to put it in Shabbos? Not allowed to be masha in Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Zrike, Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Tadoi said. Omar Rav Ami, Rav Tadoi, Da'ovid L'Kamehu Da'ovid. He was a big machmer. Elohochi Omar Rav Chi, Omar Rav Yechina. Filo hinichal gabi karke muta. So now we hear via machloikis if this is true. If hanochal gabi karke asses or doesn't asses. Pligi bo Rav Dimi v'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda v'Tavai Mishmei d'Rab Elozer Omri Chad Omar Oidon b'Yodai Muta. Now even Machlekes Rab Elozer Davka Oidon b'Yodai is Muta. Al Gabi Karke is also V'Chad Omar Hinichon Al Gabi Karke Nami Muta. Hinichon Al Gabi Karke is also Muta. Period. So we have here one Machlekes if Hanoch Al Gabi Karke makes that it is bottled the Shehiya Rishayna. Omar Cheskiye Mishmei Dabaye Ho Da Amrit Oidon B'Yodai Muta. That what you said Oidon B'Yodai is Muta according to this day. That is Oidon B'Yodai. Oidon B'Yodai is not sufficient. Lo Yamoron Elo Shedaitoi Laharzer. We need two Tnoyim. One Tnoy we need that he never put it down. That's Tnoy number one. Tanai number two is that when he took it off, he had an intent to put it back. So with this combination, he never put it down. And he intends to return it, so that's considered, so it never became bottled, the Shehiya Rishayna. It's considered like it's still al-Ha'ish. Avol ein daite la'arzer. But
if he did not have an intent, when he took it off, he thought, he's still holding it, but he thought he's going to take it off. Then all of a sudden they tell him, listen, we're getting company, you'll have to put it back again. No, put it back, I'll put it back. So but since it was ein daite lahachzir b'shas when he took it off, also, michlau. So according to this lashon, that so we need two tnoim by oidem b'yodoy v'dat l'asso, dal gabi karke, afa b'shadate lahachzir is also. Because you need by oidem b'yodoy daite lahachzir. Ike da amri yom echeske mishmei da baye. No, it was a different memory. Hodam retal gabi karka osa loya moron eloshein date lahaza. That's what we said al gabi karka is osa, that's darke ein date lahaza. Avo date lahaza muta. Even though he nichoy al gabi karka, but it was date lahaza, it's muta. Michlal sheba oidon biyodois, according to this, avo pisha ein date lahaza muta. So we have here a machloikes to the Mechaber Paskins and Simon Reishon and Gimel Siv Beis. Kira she grufa ktume. That's nine number one. By Chazore we need grufa ktume. Vinota al hakdeira meyoleo afilo b'shabes. Mutala achzira. Kol zman she hiroisacha. It has to be hot. That's one halacha. Hago, and the Remo says, V'oida b'yodoi, he has to be holding it. V'loi, in the Mechaba says, V'loi hi nichol gabi karke, he did not put it on the ground. The Remo, V'daito lahar, zero. And he had das lahar. So that is l'chatchile. He says, l'chatchile, we paskin l'chumre, you need oida b'yodoi, V'daito lahar. The Bir Aloche, very interesting, he brings down Shitas Apoiskim, we have a Sophic over here, how to paskin. Lefize, the Lashon of the Bir Aloche is very interesting. We're speaking to the Poisek HaDoyer. So listen how he speaks. Lefize, Efshar Sheyesh Lahokel, that means Mefrekta Mashayla, Efshar Kememekel Zayin. The Rebbe is in Frekta Shaila, Efshar Kememekel Zayin, the Rebbe is committing himself. Efshar Sheyesh Lahokel B'milsa De Rabbonon, De Bedate Laharze, Afshar Nichal Gabi Karke, Oy She'oidam B'yodev Lo Yedaiti Laharze, K'shesilke Yochel Laharze. Maybe he could be Mekel. Val Koponim, then he goes further. Ba'oidam b'yodei ve'ein daite lahazer mistavro vadai sheyesh lokel. Then it is as I gathered courage, as I oidam b'yodei ve'ein daite lahazer vadai sheyesh lokel le'isatzeirech. Le'isatzeirech is, that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But l'chatchila we need all these tnoyim, oidam b'yodei ve'daite lahazer. Sakti Gemara Vaita. Boy Rabir Mie, Tolon Bemakel Mahu, what is, it wasn't Minichay Al Gabi Karke, it's not Oidon Beyodai, it's Tolon Bemakel, it's hanging on a stick. He Nichon Al Gabi Mita Mahu, so others explain the Svore, Nichon Gabi Mita, I think the Ritva says the Svore, He Nichon Al Gabi Mita means it won't stay there because people lay down on a bed Shabbos. So it won't be there too long. Inichal gabi karka, it could remain there. So that's called perhaps a bitul of the Shi'ir Yishayim. Inichal gabi mita could be better. Shaila. Boi Ravashi. Pinam mimecham lemecham mau. What is the din if he emptied it from one mecham to another mecham? That means it was one in one chaynik. And now he put it into a second chaynik. And now he wants to put the second chaynik al ha'esh. So the second chaynik was never al ha'esh. Is this also called chazore or not? Isn't it called chazore? Chazore could be izdake if I put the same utensil which was al ha'esh, I took it off and it died and I returned it. That's called a chazore. I put it in a new mecham. This is not called chazore. Teiku. So this is taiko. We don't know. Let us see what Rashi says.
Aval hiniach al gabi karka osa laharzer the botli lo hatmona the esmel. Now that yesterday's hatmona becomes botl, v'havi ke matmin l'chatchila. So it's called being matmin l'chatchila. L'gam ayochidu bedova vein alochi ke moisei. Talon b'makol mahu ke oidam b'yodei domi oi kinicham al gabi karka domi. Pinam mi mecham le mecham mahu miyavel ke matmin l'chatchila because this was never al ha'ish. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shimon either brings down, this is a very negeya de kishayla. Let us speak about, for a minute, Chazore is mutter. So, let us speak a dover that is zicha muskim, and then we'll talk about a shayla. Let's say one has on the blech, he has there a chaynik of hot water, a pot with hot water, and he has a cholim, and both are al ha'ish. So the halach is you'll have to take both off the blech and put it back. That's the taich chazora. Oidam biyodei, daite laharze, no shayla. Now, what if one is a royet anoilet, he sees that there's too little water in the cholent. If the cholent will remain in the matzav the way it is, when he comes back from shul, he won't have a cholent. So l'chayre, he's permitted, this l'chayre is a dover hamuskin, he's permitted, let's do it with two people, al ha'esh is a shayla, so let's take it off the ha'esh. We'll do it with two people, one person takes off the cholent, he takes off the coven, he's holding the cholent pot. The other person takes off the chaynik, and he'll pour in the water from the chaynik into the cholent pot, and we'll put it back. The cholent pot, the chaynik, so it should be mutter. What should be wrong? That means there's no shayla of bishul, the water is cooked, it's not cooking anything. There's no shayla, I'm putting back the water on the eish, the water was always on the eish. Before the water was in the chaynik, now it's in the other part, but this other part was also alayish, so it also won't be a shayla. A shayla would be, let's say he doesn't have it's not so convenient. He has a water urn, that's in one place of the kitchen, and he has the cholent pot alayish. So vikum tekat, if he wants, maybe he can take the cholent pot to the water. But that's an eitzel. But if he won't do that, he'll think of another eitzel. Take a glass, fill up the glass with hot water, and pour it into the cholent pot. So then this is mamish ashaylovi. This is pinam mi mecham le mecham. That means the water that was in this, that means it wasn't in this keli before al ha'esh. This is a new mecham. Is there a heter chazore pinam mi mecham le mecham? And this the Gemara says, teiku. This is not shopashu. Pinam mi mecham le mecham mahu. Vim toima. Fekteis v'sakashe. De beperik ba'me toimnim. Tanya v'chein hoya Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer lo'i osru elo ba'oisoi mecham. They only asked hatmone in the mecham that it was cooked in. Avo pina mi mecham le mecham muta. Alma b'mecham acher shori tvei v'hochi mashme ipcha. Now let us explain Taisvus kashe. Taisvus asks like this. The Gemara says weiter in Bamet Taimnim that the din is one is not permitted to be matmin b'Shabbos. Not allowed to be matmin a pot. So that means as follows. That means if I had a pot, I took it off the eish, and now it's off. It's on the. I took it off, and it wasn't until after it's on the counter now, finished. And I find out that I'm getting company in another 15 minutes. So I'm racking my brains No, so what do I do now to ensure that that the children should remain hot? So I'll start taking some blankets and towels to cover it, to insulate it. So chas v'shalom. That's a din ain't time in b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be matman after a little bit over sheni ma'isef hevel. But there is an eitzer. What is the eitzer? The eitzer is you take it out of this pot, put it into a different pot, and you can cover the different pot. What's the chilek? What did I accomplish? I accomplished that when I put it into a different pot, I cooled it off already because the tfanes of the this was a kliri shine, so the walls of the keli were hot, so memele, so I'll insulate it also is zeir Hashem yovil artiach. But if I put it into a different pot, so I was megaladas that I don't want it so hot because by putting it in a different pot it cools off automatically. So memele, so you can't say I'll be martiach anymore. So a second mecham is a heter in hilchas hatmona. So we see a second mecham is a heter in hilchas hatmona. Here we see that a second mecham is a iser in hilchas chazor. That's betzem Taisvus kasha. So Taisvus says, there is a second part helps, and here a second part macht talia. Now, the poshet teretz to this kasha, Dachsam is state in Taisvus HaRosh. The Taisvus HaRosh is a moira de keter. The Taisvus HaRosh is as follows. The hodas rinen hatmone mishach sheicha. The whole reason we ask her hatmone mishach sheicha heine mishum gzeiro shem yartiach. The whole reason they ask her to make hatmone in Shabbos. Maybe he'll see that the keter became litzanet. So he might come and be martiach the kdeire. Ubepinon mi mechon le mechon le shayach le mitzel. Da hashti ikuri moikilo. Artuchi miltachlo. If I see he's cooling off the food in the kdeire. Savadi givis, I don't have to be afraid he's going to heat it up. So by the iser of atmone, by cooling off the food, we see that this person is not interested in too hot food because he's putting it in the klisheini. So for such a person is mutar hatmona. That's when we're speaking about the iser hatmona. Avol hocha shemachziroi lekiroch hamo. Here we're speaking about the iser of chazore. So here there's a different shaila. The iser chazore is nirikim mevashel. That's why it's awesome. אבל הוכה שמחזיר אל הקיר החם, מי בוי להיה וכמוי מניחה ילגה בעיקר כבניסטל כשיהיה ראשונה. That means, the שיהיה ראשונה was in the first pot. When he put it in a different pot, so it comes out, so this pot was never על האש. וניסטל כשיהיה ראשונה. ואבי כמוי שיהיה חדושו או בושו בשבת, so it's נראה כמבשו. That means the whole lumdus of Chazorah is because it's a continuation. It's considered that it's the same matzah that was before. This was Aleish. Now putting it back on Aleish, it's not considered a Shia Chadosha. But if the new pot was not Aleish, so the male, this is considered a Shia Chadosha. So Lagabi the Isser Chazorah, a Mechem Shnia is a Svorah lesser. The Gabi the Iser Hatmonik, the Iser is Shema Yovel Artiach. So if he does a pu'ule to show that he's not interested, that it should be hot because he puts it into a second keli, so then the Iser Hatmonik does not apply. Taisvis, the Rashba, the Terutzim that they say is very schwer. So Semis Muchetzich, so let us go for it. Al Kaponim, We have a mahalach out of a for Taisvus Kasha with the Taisvus Arosh. Let us go to the next mission. Tano shesiku bekash ubegavove. The first Mishnah spoke about akira, and we mentioned akira is a, let us say, it's a rectangular box that is hollow. On the bottom was the fire, the fuel, and there were two openings on the top, that there was a place for to put two kederes. Tano
was a box that had one small opening at the top, and the tanner was shaped like a pyramid. So the heat, there was no place for the heat to spread out in the kire. So the heat was very intense. So the heat of a tanner is much more chomer than the heat of a kire. So therefore, the Mishnah says as follows. So even though we said, Tanur shesiku bikash, kire shesiku bikash begavove. So the din is yitain, that is mutter, whatever yitain means. Yitain can mean shehiye, yitain can mean chazore. But tanur shesiku bikash begavove, lo yitain. There the halacha is, one is not permitted to put bein mi teichoi, bein mi al gavo. A tanur is more chomer than a kire. Kupach. Now, a kupach is a little bit similar to a kire and a little bit similar to a tanur. A kupach is a square object. It is not so big. It doesn't have two openings on the top. So therefore, the heat inside the kupach is more intense than the heat of a kire. It is not as intense as the heat of a tanur, because a tanur is like a triangle, like a pyramid. So Mamele and Mashenke Nakupach, even though there was only a place for one kedere, but there was still not, it was not like a triangle, it was like a square. So a kupach has different halachas. Kupach sheisiku bikash ubigabove hareize kikirai. This is similar to Akira. The Gefes ube'etzim areyu ketanu. So we have here these three halachas. A tanu, which is also afilu bekashu begavove. A kupach, that is mutu bekashu begavove, and also begefes ube'etzim. Let us see Rashi. Tanu she bitoich she kotze lemailo. The rochav lemata, shaped like a triangle, niklat chaymoy lesoichoy tvei mikire. So the chaym inside, it is very hot. So according to Rashi l'shitosoy, that Rashi holds the whole iser of shehiyah, if the Mishnah is speaking about shehiyah, the whole iser of shehiyah is because it's bedover hamoisev hevel. So in akire, that it's not so hot to begin with. So by lessening the heat to an extent, by making it grufa ktume, some amelo that is sufficient. So it's not nire kematmen bedover hamayisiv hevel. But in a tanu, shenikrat choymoy lesoichoy tfeimikir, it's very hot in a tanu, so these eitzelach of grufa ktume do not apply by a tanu. Kupach b'gmorim eforish lo osui cholol kekire. It has a opening. That means it is empty on the bottom like a kire. That is, it's not like a triangle. Avol olkoi kerochboy, but it is squarish. Be'enboy elo shir svisas kedera achas. The kira yesh pa svisas shtei kederes. So since it is larger, so there's more place for the heat to expand. It's not so intense, the heat, and then since there's two openings which the air enters, so it's also not so hot. Masha'en kein, a kupach only has one opening. Zok to Gemara. Tano sheisiku, sovar av Yosef lameima. So what does the Mishnah say by Tano? Even though it's kash v'gavove, lo yitain bein mi toichoi, bein mi al gavo. So Rav Yosef wanted to be medayek the Mishnah. Toichoi, toichoi mamish, inside the tanner it's also. Al gabov mamish, that's also. Afilu kash begabov, avolismoich, but smiche, that means if you're going to put something next to the doifen of the tanner from the outside, so that's mutter, because the tanner was very explicit. Lo yitain, bein mi toichoi, bein mi al gabov. But smiche should be mutter. That's what. Let us see Rashi. Al gabov, al svosoy from the top. Abulismoich eitzel doifnoi. That is mutter. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye asked the kasha to Rav Yosef.
Let us see the safe of the Mishnah. Kupar shesiku bekash begavovo hareyu kekirayim. A kupach with kash begavovo has a din of kirayim. Begefes beitzim hareyu ketano vaoso. But if he put in gefes beitzim, so it's like a tano vaoso. Ha kekire. Shari. That means the Tana is telling us that since a kupach is hotter than a kire, so therefore gefes ve'etzim is also, because it's like a pano. But vaistois, if it would be like a kire, that means I would say since it's not triangular, it is like the kire, so then gefes ve'etzim would be mutter by a kupach also. Ha kikire shari. If it would be like a kire, so then gefes ve'etzim would be mutter. By my askina, so what are we speaking about? Ilema al gabo, if we're speaking about, now we will see soon that Abaye learned pshat in the Mishnah that gefes ve'etzim means it was not grufa ktume. Because if it was grufa ktume, Abaye held there's no difference of grufa ktume in kash and gabove. And if the Tana said that kash v'gavove is as a reza kikirayim, so the mele gefes ve'etzim should also be like kirayim. So kochoch gefes ve'etzim is speaking about that it is not true for ketumim. Now, the Mishnah says that a kupach that has gefes ve'etzim that is not true for ketumim is also because a kupach has characteristics of a Tana. Vaistais, if it would not have characteristics of a tan, would have characteristics of a kire, even though it's not grufa ktume, it would be mutter, just like a kire is mutter. Ha ke kire, shari, b'maya skina. So what halacha are we speaking about? Ilema al gabo, if we're speaking about, if one is permitted to put on top of the kupach, on top of the kupach, Hilayim Kshein Egor for Kotom, and we're speaking about it's Ein Egor for Kotom, Elokira Kshein Egor for Ktuma Al Gabov Mishori. So why does he have to say it is also only? Because it is not like Akira, it's like a Tano. Akira Al Gabov by Ein Egor for Ktuma is also also. Elolav Lismoir. So Akochach we are speaking about, that it's not a grufa ktume, and he wants to put the tafshil next to the walls, not on top, next to the sides of the kupach, uketoni, and it says in the Mishnah, no, you're not allowed to do this. Why? Harehu ketanu the osa. So the Mishnah says that he's not permitted to do this. Why? Because a kupach has hilchis tanu, and just like smiche is also by a tanu, so smiche is also by a kupach. So bekitzer, so Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that the only iser of a tanu is toichoi and al gabov, but smiche is mutter. Now Abaye brought a raya from the sefer. The sefer says that what? That a kupach is also, if it's not grufa v'ktume, because it's like a tano, so if it's speaking about al-gabov, so kira is also also al-gabov. So al-koch is speaking about smiche, and smiche by a tano is also, by a kira is mutter. Al-koponim, we see not like Rabbi Yosef, that smiche is also by a tano. Omar Ravade Barave, so Ravade Barave wants to disagree with Abaye's deed. Hoche be'kupach goro v'kotten. We're not speaking about a kupach that has eitzim, the gefes ve'eitzim that is not grufa ktume. We're speaking about grufa ktume. Hoche bekupach goru ve'kotum, v'tano grufa ktume askin. Hareyu ketano daf agav de goru ve'kotum, agav avoso di kekire ki grufa ktume shapedomi. So, Ravade bar Ave disagreed in one nekuda with Abaye. We mentioned before Abaye held that if it's Gorov Ekotum, there's no difference between Gefes Ve'etzim and Kash Ve'gavove. That's what Abaye held. So therefore, Abaye had a lame shot in the Mishnah, if there's a Choyma of Kupach by Gefes Ve'etzim, Akochel is speaking about it, it's not Gorov Ekotum. Rav Ade Bar Ava learns that no, that if it is Gorov Ekotum, it is worse, Gogel v'kotum is worse than Kash v'gavode. So Memele, so Rav Azar bar Rava says that the Mishnah is speaking about that it's Gogel v'kotum, and if it would be like a kire, it would be mutar al gabov, but since it has a din of a tana, al gabov is also. But smiche, smiche could be his mutar, afilu by a tana. Let us see Rashi. Hoke kire shori, kloim, midiktoni areyu kitanu, michlal diyavam edamele le kire, avishori. Vashamina minod, the kire shusak begefes abeitzim shori. That was Vashamina minod, the kire shusak begefes ubeitzim shori. Uba maikoi, kasalka daivri vashayne grufe, the algabo mishori. That is the machlikis abayin rabbi Yosef.